Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Anti-gun violence groups are disappointed by a court ruling that struck down the state's ban on binary triggers. Maggie Emery of Protect Minnesota says the law was found to be unconstitutional because it was included in a large omnibus bill.
This ruling wasn't really about the legality of a binary trigger ban in and of itself, so I do think that gives us a window opportunity to come back at the legislature next year and say, okay, let's pass this as a standalone. So I do have some optimism that there's going to be a willingness to address this.
Emery says the trigger ban passed the House and Senate before being added to the 1,400-page tax and spending bill. There are now three Republicans in the race for Minnesota governor in 2026. Representative Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove made her campaign official this morning. Robbins says it's time to bring fiscal responsibility back to the state.
I'm also an economist, and I really understand what will make Minnesota competitive, what will drive economic growth. So I feel like I've got the best combination of skills and energy to really put Minnesotans first and make state government work for them, not against them.
Robbins is joined by Scott Jensen and Kendall Qualls on the Republican side of the race. Governor Walz has not made a decision yet about running for a third term. The Minnesota Department of Revenue is reminding Minnesotans of a tax credit that could save them money. Commissioner Paul Marquardt says keep those receipts on any school supplies you buy.
If you are buying school supplies, you know, paper, pens, and textbooks, you're renting or purchasing musical instruments, you're buying computers and software, there is a tax benefit that will provide you significant tax savings.
Last year, over 114,000 families received the K-12 education subtraction for an average subtraction of more than $1,400. And a Minnesota Golden Gopher will join the 2026 Senior Bowl Top 300. University of Minnesota lineman Devin Eastern of Shakopee has been added to the postseason game, which is made up of the best NFL draft prospects that have completed college eligibility. Eastern has played 32 games, made 59 tackles, broken up 4 passes, and forced 1 fumble in his career. This is MNN. A repeat sex offender from Duluth will spend 22 years in prison for the coercion and enticement of a child. In October of 2022, 33-year-old Dylan Reyna met a minor at a local Duluth Park. The child was under 16 years old, and for months, Reyna manipulated the victim to have sex with him using coercive tactics and giving the minor gifts and rides that were conditioned on her sexual cooperation. Minnesotans heading to the state fair this month need to make sure they're following the right steps to enjoy it safely. Regents Hospital Dr. Aaron Burnett says make sure you bring any needed medication with you.
Individuals who have asthma, make sure you have your inhaler. If you're a diabetic, make sure you bring some of your insulin or other medications with you. Because a lot of times people end up staying at the fair a little bit longer than they expected, so we always encourage people to have those medicines that you may need on a day-to-day basis with you.
Regions will have multiple first aid stations set up at the fair should attendees need assistance. And Attorney General Keith Ellison is joining 21 other states in suing the Trump administration, claiming it is illegally blocking grant funds from the Victim of Crime Act to states that do not assist with civil immigration enforcement efforts.